20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome to the show. My name is Tlotlang Moletsane Kemosatsana Motswana Mdukulu Maswati. Thank you very much for lending me 3 hours of your ears, 3 hours of absolute fun. So stay tuned to this hour, Lenyora Wednesday, where we celebrate different women doing different big things wherever we are. And today we travel to the corporate world. Our guest today is a powerhouse in finance, Refilwe Nkadimeng, the CFO of African Rainbow Capital. She has a career spanning over 2 decades and has held key leadership roles at Tebe Investment Corporation and Royal Bafokeng Holdings. She has shaped strategy, she's driven transformation, and she has led with integrity. Now, she's not only a financial leader, but also an inspiration for women striving to make their mark in male dominated spaces. And today we unpack her journey, her lessons, and her vision for empowering the next generation of women leaders. So, Refilwe, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much for hosting me.
I think really let's start from the beginning, where it truly all began for you and where your love for finance started.
I think I'll say my love for finance started early on when I was just 10 years old and coming across a Times magazine. And in this Times magazine, there was a story about a forensic auditor. And when I read that, it just sounded like, I mean, it's a policeman for the books. And I was like, yo, I'm going to help my mother live her dream, because she wanted to be a policewoman, and then I can now be a policeman for the books. Which was how, as a 10-year-old, I translated it, I looked at it to be. And that then led me into, like, when I go to high school, I chose the commerce stream, which then led me to where I am today. So I followed the commercial streams when everybody else was following the science stream.
I mean, you have built such an impressive career in some of South Africa's leading investment corporations, from Tebe to African Rainbow Capital. Do you have a guiding purpose or personal philosophy that has helped you navigate the demanding world of corporate finance and leadership?
I would say it's where it all started. I was fortunate to be given a bursary by Susan Zaluva.
Nice.
And when I did my article, I audited one of the entities, Noah Financial Services. And what they did in that entity just resonated with me. I fell in love with it. The complexity of the environment, I fell in love. And I remember one day saying to myself, I would love to work for a company like this one. And I did not know that by saying that it was some sort of a prophecy, because then in 2007...
Refilwe, hello, can you hear me?
What then happened? Yes, I can hear you.
Aha, that's perfect.
Yes. So then what then happened was that my mentor at Susan Zaluva then recommended to a recruiter. He gave a recruiter my name, and when I met this lady, I felt like this is where I belong. It was an opportunity at Royal Bafokeng, and it just resonated. It brought those memories of early on when I was doing articles. I was like, no, this is where I belong, and that's how I got into the field of investment holding company. I just loved the complexities, and I felt that I will never be bored if I'm in that kind of environment. And when I was working for Royal Bafokeng, I had this placard on my desk, which says, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." It was by Eleanor Roosevelt. I had it on my desk. I could see it every day. And then when WhatsApp came, I put it on my WhatsApp status. It's something that it's just so beautiful. And when you see your dreams come true, it's humbling.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's one thing. I always say this. It's one thing to say this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And it's a totally different thing to actually live your dream, to see yourself doing what you said you've always wanted to do. But even with that comes so many challenges. And I would assume that with you, one of the challenges must have been breaking barriers in a very male-dominated space, because finance and investment, they're often male-dominated. Have you had any challenges that you faced as a woman rising through the ranks, and how did you turn those challenges into opportunities for growth and impact?
I think funny enough, you asked this question. All my bosses, I think, were males earlier on in my career.
Yeah.
And I had bosses that will challenge me. I remember Lucas Ndala will always bring challenges to me. And when there is an opportunity, he'll be like, no, do that, do that. So I had people who I'll call pathfinders that when they were on their path, they brought me along. Lucas Ndala did that for me to a point where when he was acting as a CEO of a company, I did not officially act, but I did all the work. And I think that's where the organization saw that I'm capable of becoming a finance director. And when he left, I was then appointed a finance director. So it was just those men have been the ones that paved the way for me. And yeah, as well, when I left Royal Bafokeng, going into Thebe, it was Vusi Kanyile who said, this is your platform. You run it the way you see it fit. And through all of those, you could see that in the environment where there are barriers, men in my life have been the ones that have paved the way.
Wow.
Where they saw my talent, they gave me a chance. And what I'm doing in return is that for me, it's not a choice. It's who is talented needs to be given a way. I mentor both men and women who mm-hmm. want to be mentored, who are hungry enough to say that I want to be something in the future. I'm like, let's work together and let's see where you get to.
Well,
because
I love that you mentioned.
Somebody else held my hand.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned how you mentor both men and women. That was going to be my next question. You know, how important it is for you as somebody in senior leadership now to kind of pave the way for the younger generation.
It's critical. I'll give an example with a young lady who was introduced to me by Ntlantla Nene when we worked together at Thebe. Her name is Oli Dilwe. I met her, I think, around 2018. I said we are in different fields, but she still insisted that I want you to mentor me.
Yeah.
And then I want to take along with you wherever you go. When you go to the events, I want to meet people. I was like, okay, that's fine. That one I can do. It's easy for me. And then in 2019, we were coming back from a career expo in Limpopo, and I told her that, by the way, I'm no longer working. And she was like, what?
Yeah.
And then I said, yeah, I'm no longer working. And she's like, no. Give me your profile. I'll talk to my friend who works for this recruitment agency. And then I don't promise anything, but let's see what we can do. This
yeah.
is somebody that I was mentoring that ended up creating an opportunity for me to be at African Rainbow Capital.
Sure.
Where through the agency, they set up a meeting for me. I met the agency. And then as with luck, an opportunity from African Rainbow Capital came along. It was through a mentee of mine, no longer a mentor of mine. So for me, it's a principle that sometimes through the people that we mentor, it's like a mirror. They give you more than what you expect. Because
True.
For her, I did not open any doors for her. I was just taking along with her, but she managed to open a door for me to be able to do what I love.
Yeah. We running out of time, Rifilwe, but when you look at the future of especially women in finance and business leadership in South Africa, what changes or commitments do you believe are more crucial to creating a more inclusive and equitable corporate landscape?
I think leadership commitment, where leaders are committed, or where as we as leaders are committed to make the environment inclusive, we do. We are, if we are not doing making the changes, we are part of the problem. So if leaders, wherever they are in boardrooms, we are not taking the relevant decisions to be inclusive. Mm-hmm. Because inclusivity does not just mean men and women. It means people living with disabilities. How open are we to be able to incorporate those in our environment? Because our minds will only be limited by us not tapping into the minds of everybody who lives and who can be able to grow the organization.
Sure, absolutely true. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. This is why you are a Lingyara Wednesday for today. We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
That's Raz FM.